Purgatory, Chapter 22. Duration of Purgatory. Opinions of the Doctors, Bellarmine. Calculations of Father Mumford. Faith does not teach us the precise duration of the pains of purgatory. We know in general that they are measured by divine justice, and that for each one they are proportioned to the number and gravity of the faults which he has not yet expiated. God may, however, without prejudice to his justice, abridge these sufferings by augmenting their intensity. The Church militant also may obtain their remission by the holy sacrifices of the Mass and other suffrages offered for the departed. According to the common opinion of the doctors, the expiatory pains are of long duration. There is no doubt, says Bellarmine, that the pains of purgatory are not limited to 10 and 20 years, and that they last in some cases entire centuries. But allowing it to be true that their duration did not exceed 10 or 20 years, we can account it as nothing to have to endure for 10 or 20 years the most excruciating sufferings without the least alleviation. If a man was assured that he should suffer some violent pain in his feet, or his head, or teeth for the space of 20 years, and that without ever sleeping or taking the least repose, would he not 1,000 times rather die than to live in such a state? And if the choice were given him between a life thus miserable and the loss of all his temporal goods, should he hesitate to make the sacrifice of his fortune to be delivered from such a torment? Shall we then find any difficulty in embracing labor and penances to free ourselves from the sufferings of purgatory? Shall we fear practice the most painful exercises, vigils, fasts, almsgivings, long prayers, and especially contrition, accompanied with sighs and tears? These words comprise the whole doctrine of the saints and theologians. Father Mumford, on the Company of Jesus, in his treatise on charity toward the departed, bases the long duration of purgatory on a calculation of probability, which we shall give in substance. He goes out on the principle that, according to the words of the Holy Ghost, the just man falls 7 times a day. That is to say, that even those who apply themselves most perfectly to the service of God, notwithstanding their good will, commit a great number of faults to the infinitely pure eyes of God. We have but to enter into our own consciences, and there analyze before God our thoughts, our words, and works, to be convinced of this sad effect of human misery. Oh, how easy it is to lack respect in prayer, to prefer our ease to the accomplishment of duty, to sin by vanity, by impatience, by sensuality, by uncharitable thoughts and words, by want of conformity to the will of God. The day is long, it is very difficult for even a virtuous person to commit, I do not say 7, but 20 or 30 of this kind of faults and imperfections. Let us take a moderate estimate, and suppose that you commit about 10 faults a day. At the end of 365 days, you will have the sum of 3,650 faults. Let us diminish, and to facilitate the calculation, place it at 3,000 per year. At the end of 10 years, this will amount be 30,000. At the end of 20 years, 60,000. Suppose that of these 60,000 faults, you have expiated 1/2 by penance and good works. There will still remain 30,000 to be atoned for. Let us continue our hypothesis. You die after these 20 years of virtuous life, and appear before God with a debt of 30,000 faults, which you must discharge in purgatory. How much time will you need to accomplish this expiation? Suppose, on average, each fault requires 1 hour of purgatory. This measure is very moderate, if you judge by the revelations of the saints. But at any rate, this will give you a purgatory of 30,000 hours. Now, do you know how many years these 30,000 hours represent? 3 years, 3 months, and 15 days. Thus, a good Christian who watches over himself, who applies himself to penance and good works, finds himself liable to 3 years, 3 months, and 15 days of purgatory. The preceding calculation is based on the estimate, which is lenient in the extreme. Now, if you extend the duration of the pain, and instead of an hour, you take a day for the expiation of a fault. If, instead of having nothing but venial sins, you bring before God a debt resulting from mortal sin, more or less numerous, which you formerly committed, you will assign, on the average, as St. Francis of Rome says, 7 years for the expiation of one mortal sin, remitted as the guilt. Who does not see that we arrive at an appalling duration, and that the expiation may seem to be prolonged for many years, and even for centuries? Years and centuries of torments, oh, if we only thought of it, with what care we should avoid the least faults! With what fervor should we not practice penances to make satisfaction in this world?